Nick Geyer, the Palouse pundit, congratulating President Bush on his success in bringing foreign terrorists to Iraq. Most of us first heard the name Abu Musab al-Zarqawi on February 6, 2003, when Colin Powell spoke before the United Nations Security Council. Powell claimed that Zarqawi was a member of al-Qaeda and was directly linked to Saddam Hussein. We now know that both these statements were false. Zarqawi did know Osama bin Laden, but there was tension between the two during their time together in Afghanistan. When U.S. forces overthrew the Taliban there, Zarqawi went home to Jordan and set up his own terrorist organization. His first major hit was the assassination of U.S. diplomat Lawrence Foley in Amman in October 2002. On June 17, 2004, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld stated that Zarqawi was not al-Qaeda, but Bush and Cheney continued to state that he was. Early in 2004, CIA Chief George Tenet told a Senate committee that there was no connection between Zarqawi and Saddam. Zarqawi was associated with a small group of Kurdish Islamists in Iraq, but they were in the north, where Saddam had no control. In fact, this area was protected by American and British fighter jets. Experts studying documents discovered at this base and elsewhere in Iraq have found no operational links among Hussein, bin Laden, and Zarqawi. Zarqawi was able to set up his operations in Iraq because of the turmoil of the U.S. invasion. Critics of the war warned that radical Islamists would flock to Iraq and would target U.S. soldiers. Bush's response was to provoke them with, "Bring them on," and hundreds of foreign jihadists have enthusiastically answered his call. After Zarqawi set up al-Qaeda in Iraq and offered his allegiance to Osama bin Laden, it took a full month for Osama, 8 months for Osama to acknowledge the group. Commentators have speculated that Osama did not approve of some of his tactics, and some have said that Osama didn't like the fact that Zarqawi was just an uneducated thug. His tactics have also alienated many homegrown insurgents who resent foreign influence in their national struggle. After Zarqawi set up al-Qaeda in Iraq and offered his allegiance to Osama, it took a full 8 months for Osama to acknowledge the group. Commentators have speculated that Osama did not approve of some of his tactics, and some have said that Osama did not like the fact that Zarqawi was just an uneducated thug. His tactics have also alienated many homegrown insurgents who resent foreign influence in their nationalist struggle. Bush now tells us that we must stay in Iraq because it is the center of the war on terror. But this is true only because Bush has made it so. Saddam was so paranoid that he would not ally himself with any other group or allow foreign fighters Iraqi bases of our operation. Besides, he was a secular Muslim, not a radical Islamist. The death of Zarqawi will have little effect on the insurgency in Iraq. His goal to increase Sunni hatred against the Shias has been achieved. The Interior Ministry, which has either turned a blind eye to or supported hit squads that have attacked and killed Sunnis, has also intensified the civil war. The death toll of American troops has now exceeded 2,500, and total casualties have now reached 20,000. At the Baghdad morgue alone, 10,000 bodies have been counted in the first 5 months of 2006. This death rate is far higher than of Saddam's death squads. After over a year of training, only 60,000 of the 250,000 Iraqi troops are battle ready, and there is real concern that some of these units might take sides in the civil war rather than defend Sunnis and Shias alike. The electricity level is below pre-war levels, and even while demand for power is way up. Oil production is only 80% of what it was under Saddam, and troops and workers whose job it is to defend the pipelines are stealing much of the oil. There's a very good chance that someday soon we will be evacuating Americans from the Green Zone, just as we saw people hanging from helicopters as the last Americans left Saigon in April of 1975. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net.